Service Credit Union Place will power up with what is likely the biggest solar array in St. Albert within 2 weeks, say city officials. The Gazette checked in with City of St. Albert project manager Carson Weirs on October 28 about ongoing energy efficiency improvements at Service Place. Chief among them is the solar array on its rooftop, which is projected to come online by mid-November. It's a pretty exciting system, Weir said, as it has a generating capacity of about 1.1 megawatts of DC electricity. It is likely the biggest array in St. Albert, edging out the roughly 812 kilowatts DC system at Orion Plastics and dwarfing the ones at the city's bus depot and public works yard combined. The array covers the roof of the fieldhouse and half of the Go Auto Arena, Weir said. It is projected to generate enough electricity to power about 148 homes for a year or meet 16% of the rec center's annual electricity needs, which would prevent about 580 tons of greenhouse gas emissions a year. Acting Environment Manager Megan Myers said this system cost $1.5 million, virtually all of which was paid for by the province and the Municipal Climate Change Action Center, MCCAC. These and other upgrades at Service Place are meant to lower the city's energy bills and address global heating. Greener inside the solar array represents a little over half of the $2.4 million in energy efficiency upgrades made to Service Place this year, about $2 million of which was covered by MCCAC or provincial grants. Weir said crews finished swapping out the fluorescent lights on the ground floor of Service Place with LED ones for $750,000 last week. He projects that the bulbs will save enough electricity to power about 66 homes a year, preventing some 257 tons of greenhouse gas emissions, and reduce the rec center's maintenance costs, as LED bulbs last longer than fluorescents. They should also make the place look brighter. The bulbs are also dimmable, unlike the fluorescents, which should save additional energy. Weir said this year's retrofit replaced about 600 of the 1,820 lights at Service. Crews hope to replace the rest of them as soon as they have the money. Crews fired up 8 new variable frequency drives at the Landrex Water Play Center on October 14, Weir said. Unlike the old motors, which ran full tilt all the time to circulate water, these new ones can spin up or down based on pool activity, reducing power use by about 5% and preventing some 240 tons of greenhouse gas emissions a year. The drives are expected to pay for themselves in about a year due to grant funding. As noted in February, the Troy Murray and Mark Messier arenas at Service have both been upgraded with real ice systems, which eliminate the need to use hot water to resurface rinks, reducing energy use. Weir said these systems are projected to shave about 1% off the rec center's electricity and gas bills, and are expected to pay for themselves through savings in about a year. Weir said he hopes to roll out variable frequency drives and real ice systems at other city facilities in the years ahead. Meyer said crews are doing energy audits of city buildings this year to find other cheap ways to save energy.